Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, which is now close to 8%, taxes, etc., are you even making a profit? With food, clothing, and rent all more than doubling over the last 10 years, you need to do something different. Gambling on stocks might lose you a lot. And of course, wouldn't it be great to retire stress-free? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold just might be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth an actual dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth around $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
How could he not, he being Dr. Fauci, I struggle to say doctor, how could Fauci not be in protective custody? We all know Nuremberg 1 was based on the very same conduct that we're seeing here. We've been saying this for more than a year. And I'm telling you something, the reason why you see 30-foot walls around Washington, D.C. and non-scalable fences is because they know it's coming. They were not successful in, quote unquote, vaccinating the entirety of the population. So they didn't kill about half of us. They know it's coming and they don't have anywhere to go. This is going to unfold. There is going to be a Nuremberg 2.0. It's only a function of how and when.
Hey, friends. Sean from SGT Report here. That was my friend, Attorney Todd Callender. He and Dr. Lee Vliet are back for a very important update. And yes, Dr. Anthony Fauci is an American psycho. It's very clear at this point. And according to Todd, there will be Nuremberg 2.0 trials. Before we start, guys, just a quick word about our sponsor. The Russia-Ukraine crisis. Canada's prime minister claims emergency power. Just because the world is in chaos doesn't mean your finances should be. Invest in cryptocurrency with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can buy and sell crypto in your crypto IRA to enjoy tax advantages or trade in cash. No need for multiple platforms. All your crypto investing needs in one platform. MyDigitalMoney.com also has U.S.-based phone support. You can call MyDigitalMoney.com for help or any questions, and you'll get a real live human being to talk to right here in the United States. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com. That's MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey, friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. Fantastic to have you all back. Our cup remains half full, guys. There's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world, but truth will win, and truth is getting out there. I'm happy to welcome back to the show Attorney Todd Callender and President and CEO of truthforhealth.org, Dr. Lee Vliet. Dr. Vliet, welcome.
Thank you, Sean. Great to be back with you and Todd.
Great to have you back. Todd, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
Happy Friday. Let me ask you guys a question. Are either of you familiar with a fictional character named Patrick Bateman?
No.
No.
Patrick Bateman was played by Christian Bale in the movie American Psycho. And so what Hollywood loves to give us is these fictional characters, and they make you think that the only people who are psychotic are people like this Wall Street banker, Patrick Bateman, who like to abuse people and then murder them in his apartment. And he got away with it for a long time. Again, I believe it's a fictional story, although we know people like this exist. But do you know who I think is an actual American psycho at this point, guys? Dr. Anthony Fauci, the man, and we're going to talk about the evidence that really vets this out. The man knows what he's doing as it pertains to these vaccines, the mRNA experimental injections. He knows what's in them. And not only that, friends, he profits from what's in them. We're going to blow it all wide open today. Do you think I have that right, Todd? Is that man an American psycho?
Worse. I don't know. Is he American? Everything he does strikes me as being very Mengele-like. Is he part of the Fourth Reich? I mean, experimenting on little kids, little black kids in New York, to isolate the HIV gene in order to use it on others. I mean, this is the worst kind of experimentation. He's experimented on half the planet. So I don't know that there's a comparison.
I would describe him as more in the category of a malignant narcissist, sociopath, like Joseph Mengele from the Nazi era. I mean, what Fauci's done over his career, experimenting on AIDS patients, denying them treatment, some of the animal experiments that he did that would not meet any normal criteria of proper care of the animals, and now the experimental shots and the fact that he holds patents on them. I mean, this is sadism at its worst. Yeah. And it really is deliberate sacrifice of the lives of human beings, knowing what he's doing.
With maximum pain, Doc.
Yep.
Right. Yes. With the most malice one could bring to bear, you really struck a chord with me. You were talking about the dog experiments. You know, he cut their vocal cords so you didn't have to hear them, but, you know, caused them the most horrific pain. I think these people feed on that. And these little orphan kids locked away in a hospital for him to experiment on, and nobody to help him. It's just mind-blowing to me.
It's cruelty beyond what the normal mind can comprehend. And it is the kind of sadistic, evil mind that leads to those who conduct torture and get pleasure from it.
You know, Doctor, a lot of people probably don't know this, but I do. And that is that you're a board-certified psychiatrist. And as part of that, I would like to understand exactly this kind of personality. I've heard others say that there's a fine line between psychopath and normal for surgeons in particular, that they have is it a God complex? They have your life in their hands at any given moment. What is the psychiatry, the psychology behind this sadistic mindset?
Well, it's a totally disturbed personality. These individuals have no conscience. They have no empathy. They have no ability to even recognize the humanity or the life of an animal or the humanity of another person. And the fact that inflicting pain on another living creature, animal or human, gives pleasure, and if for some it's a sexual release type of pleasure, it is the definition of extreme sadism. And it's the mindset of, it's the sick mind of a serial killer. It's the sick mind of those who torture others. And it is not easy for the normal person to comprehend. It's one of the reasons I didn't stay in the practice of psychiatry. I preferred to work with helping people in other ways, predominantly medically. But dealing with interviewing serial rapists, serial killers, pedophiles as part of the program at Johns Hopkins almost made me so sick to my stomach after a day at work that I could hardly function. And that is the impact that these people have on someone who's basically normal, who has a conscience, who has empathy, who feels when another person is in pain. And people like Anthony Fauci have no comprehension of that, nor do they particularly have a desire to try and change.
Is that related to
psychopathology I'm referring to?
I understand exactly what you're saying. And what you said reminded me of the Duper's Delight, right? Where I'm wondering if he is going to get his jollies off of watching everybody realize that he's given, I don't know, a couple billion people HIV, AIDS in his shots. Is he going to get off on that? Is he going to get a grin on his face feeling, oh, a guy got over on that many people?
Well, I think all of the people involved in creating these experimental shots with the known pathology, the known toxicity of the spike protein, the lipid nanoparticles, I think all of the elites that were involved in planning that Absolutely. I think they are taking great delight in the damage that they've caused.
I think Anthony Fauci, in addition to being a sadistic monster, is also an extreme narcissist. He takes joy in going out on these morning shows, the news shows, the Sunday shows, in literally lying. And we're going to demonstrate how we know he's lying. So not only is he a psychopath like Patrick Bateman, but really worse, Patrick Bateman was a fictional character. How about Jeffrey Dahmer? Jeffrey Dahmer was actually murdering people in his apartment. Now, the narcissist Fauci is guilty of murdering people by promoting the mRNA experimental vaccine, the experimental gene therapy, because any person who's rightly wired would look at the VAERS reporting data and look at all of the injured people on BitChute whose lives have been destroyed by this thing. The reaction of a normal person would be, my God, we have to stop this. My God, there's no amount of money in the world that's worth this. This is hurting people. This is killing people. That's the normal response. That's how we know this man is a psychopath. Let's take a look at the word sadistic. Sadistic, deriving pleasure from inflicting pain, suffering, or humiliation on others. Do you remember how he handled Rand Paul's line of questioning? He wanted to turn the tables and try to humiliate Rand Paul. The man is an absolute liar. Meanwhile, he says COVID booster loses potency after 4 months and says there may be need for a fourth dose. Well, interesting to note that Fauci owns patents on SARS-CoV-2 GP120 HIV insertion, which destroys the body's cancer-killing T cells. Is it any wonder, Doc, that we're seeing cancer explode amongst people who have taken the shot?
No, and in fact, an interview that I did with Dr. Mike Yeadon and Dr. Raphael Stricker, who's a reproductive immunologist and tumor biology specialist, we did that in July 2021, and we talked about the fact that these experimental shots turned off P53 tumor suppressor gene, which means if your body has its tumor suppression gene surveillance system shut off, then your body's normal cancer suppression defense is not working. It's as if turning off the power to your house and you can no longer get power. You've turned off the body's tumor suppressor gene. No, it's not surprising that cancers are through the roof. I tried to warn some of my own patients whose oncologist told them they had to take the vaccine, the experimental shot, because they were a cancer patient. And I'm trying to educate them to what the research actually showed, that it made a risk of recurrence of their cancer even greater. It's devastating to me to see what was known and how early it was known. And my own profession participated in the lie that they were safe and effective. And Fauci gleefully, and with that smirk on his face, keeps telling people how necessary they are and how safe and effective they are when he knows he's lying.
Do you know there was just a vote, I believe, in the Senate, a vote to disband that position Fauci holds, and they didn't do it. They voted to keep that position, in effect, keeping Fauci. So, I mean, the government is so criminal at this point, you guys, that it just, again, I repeat this, I'm a broken record. And in my view, at this point, why would anybody want to pay taxes to a government that's overtly criminal and prints the money out of thin air? But that's a whole nother side item, a line item.
Well, if we don't pay taxes, we go to jail. The rules apply to us. They do not apply to the elites.
Yeah. And that's the problem. That's the problem. We no longer have a government by and for the people. It's a government by and for the corporations. And when you look, the whole thing's so embarrassing. Our country is now really an embarrassment. I love my country. I hate my government because they parade Nancy Pelosi.
So they know that we can't, but it's the ask. Now, he was this morning more, if we can't have a no-fly zone, let us have our own.
And Joe Biden?
That and anyone who would prefer, as bad as things are in terms of prices helping hurting families now, trade this Thanksgiving for last Thanksgiving.
And well, who else on the right? You have Cheney's offspring, Liz Cheney. She's just as demonic as the rest of them. I mean, this country is now just a corrupt joke. I'm sorry to say that. Am I wrong, Todd? I mean, in your view?
No, and I'm equally or more disturbed also from the perspective that there's such an unequal application of the rules. I think Dr. Bleet was just making reference to that. Here we have to pay taxes to support these very same people who are trying to kill us, right? They're the ones that supported this. They're the ones that created this. They're trying to kill us, and yet we're going to pay taxes? It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd, and I think there's a legal basis to say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Let's go back to this article, because he really is Dr. Mengele. Somebody wrote, Fauci is Dr. Mengele, and he should be punished the same way. Another person wrote, Fauci was involved in the HIV pandemic of the 80s. He butted heads with President Reagan over the cause and cure. Fauci suppressed generic drugs and pushed the expensive experimental vaccines. He said HIV was airborne and would have killed many millions. He said every age group would be affected. Sound familiar? And we'll round it out with this comment. He was wrong about HIV like he was about COVID, SARS-CoV-2. Unlike SARS-CoV-1, has HIV inserted into it, meaning it was man-made. Fauci owns the patents and stock in Big Pharma. Yeah. Coincidence? No. Collusion. Yeah. So everything that I've said at the beginning of this interview, I stand by. The man is a psychopath, because there's no other explanation for him continuing to push this narrative, which is harming, devastating families and killing people.
There is one more reason, and that's profit motive. So now that we know that he's given everybody HIV AIDS, do you find it odd that Moderna is now launching their HIV vaccine? So theoretically, once a month, you have to show up to get your HIV vaccine. Talk about annuitized income.
Todd, I just said that to my wife. There's nonstop HIV ads on TV now. And I said to my wife, do you find that surprising? We haven't seen HIV ads really ever in my lifetime. But suddenly, HIV hasn't been a thing for, what, 2 decades? And now there's HIV commercials on TV constantly.
Think of the brilliance of this whole thing. When you read through how it is we got here and the various governments that are in this new war, it's a weapon war. And the weapon is the Bayonetta thing. So that's man-machine. And in order to keep pace, I read this with the Chinese in mind. They had a very extensive paper on this. It seems that in order to keep pace with the other side in this war, they have to do system upgrades, and system upgrades routinely, meaning monthly, higher speed, more strength, whatever those things are. And the paper goes on for about 20 some pages on this issue. How else are you going to get people to voluntarily do their system upgrades other than to say, you better show up to get your HIV vaccine shot, otherwise you're going to die. You have 30 days. So that's the way I think that they've planned this, is that they planned it so that people are compelled to get their booster shot every 30 days or you're going to die. And then they just slip them whatever upgrade they want to. They're going to turn them into flying monkeys next week or God knows what.
Friends, let me play this clip. This is Florida Governor DeSantis. Let me do a screen share here, guys. I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that what he's saying here is literal. We can debate whether or not he's literally saying what he means here or not. But listen to this regarding Fauci.
I'd have to think about some of the stuff. Well, I mean, I agree. If you think about what they've done, Fauci is in the witness protection program now. They don't want him out. They've never supported any. If you listen to them, they never supported all these policies that were so destructive. Now it's like, we all want to be like Florida all of a sudden, and nothing has changed. There's been no change in the underlying science. The destructiveness of those policies was apparent long ago, and they were the ones that were dipping their nose into Florida's business last summer, saying that 2-year-old kids needed to be forced masked when they leave the house.
Yeah, I'll pause it there. I'll come back to you guys. The Democrats and the people that have been pushing this narrative are trying to back off because they know they're going to get killed, smeared, destroyed in 2022. Okay, the polling is appalling. These people have totally destroyed their own stupid, stinking party, thank God. And by the way, I don't just buy into the whole right-left paradigm. But, facts are facts. And DeSantis is doing a far better job than, pick your poison on the Democrat side. What? How about that governor lunatic? What's her name? Gretchen
Whitmer.
Whitmer. Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, or how about that lunatic Newsom out in California? I mean, guys, we don't have to buy into the right-left paradigm, but we can deal with facts. And some of these Republican governors are doing a far better job than their Democrat counterparts.
Yeah. You know, well, when I heard that, by the way, pardon me, Doc, just 1 second. When I heard that whole statement from Governor DeSantis, what struck me was really this. How could he not, he being Dr. Fauci, I struggle to say doctor, how could Fauci not be in protective custody? We all know Nuremberg 1 was based on the very same conduct we're seeing here. We've been saying this for more than a year. All of these are crimes, and not just crimes, they're crimes against humanity. And I'm telling you something, the reason why you see 30-foot walls around Washington, D.C. and non-scalable fences is because they know it's coming. They were not successful in, quote unquote, vaccinating the entirety of the population. So they didn't kill about half of us. They know it's coming and they don't have anywhere to go. This is going to unfold. There is going to be a Nuremberg 2.0. It's only a function of how and when.
I wish that Fauci was in protective custody. No, you know what? I don't actually. I wish that he would just be indicted and arrested and tried for his crimes because he doesn't deserve a pass, even if he testifies against Pfizer. The man does not deserve a pass.
Protective custody does not mean that he's going to get a pass. Protective custody means that they are holding him because they are worried that something will happen to him, either before he's tried or before somebody else has tried and they need his testimony. So my suspicion is that he is in protective custody. He lied to Congress. That's on the record. We know that. He was caught. He has committed crimes, right? Irrespective of giving everybody HIV/AIDS. The crime is already committed. So I would not be the least bit surprised to know that he was walking around with an ankle bracelet and a couple of guards.
What's your take?
Look, this is going to happen. It's got to happen, Sean. There's no way it can't. The genie's out of the bottle. If the governments around this planet, could be any of them, right? This is universal jurisdiction. That means Ecuador could come and seize Fauci and take him away and try him. It's going to happen because the governments of this world know that if they don't, their populations are going to rise up and try them too. And frankly, there is a jurisdictional basis to do so. Everybody that aided and abetted, had some collaboration in this thing, is culpable of crimes against humanity. The only way out of this for them is to look like they're doing something about this. That's it.
Well, meanwhile, Pfizer BioNTech seeks FDA authorization for fourth COVID vaccine doses for people. This is from CNN 1 day ago. So the narrative continues. Albert Bourla, another psycho, Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, knows exactly what's going on. But like a good psycho, you just continue on the path, harming people, killing people, and I guess feeling pretty good about it.
Do they have a choice?
John, there's another perspective that I think is important to bring up. This pathway that we're on and the control that the population is suffering under right now is going to continue until the American people in particular say no. No, we're not going to keep getting the booster. No, we're not going to be forced to wear masks. No, we're not going to accept the lies and begin to push back and hold their elected officials accountable through the surety bond process, which Todd and I have talked about in other interviews, through the criminal complaint process, which you can do without an attorney, which Todd has provided all of the legal structure to do, and it's on our website. And until people realize that everyone's sitting here optimistically thinking, oh, the Democrats are backing off, because of they're worried about the midterms and they think they can turn things around with the midterm by backing off the mandates. They're not worried about the midterms because they have election fraud on their side. Until the American people demand that the election fraud of 2020 in the six states that have investigated it, that are doing nothing about it, until people start demanding that the fraud is stopped and we have a fair election, the Democrats know, and the Marxists and those that aligned with the Chinese Communist Party know that they have it in the bag, that they have the control in place. Resistance, civil disobedience, peaceful resistance, using the rule of law that remains open to us, saying no to the constant boosters that are damaging your immune system, that are causing inflammation throughout the brain, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, the reproductive organs, every organ in your body. Until people start saying no, they've had enough, they're just going to keep steamrolling us. So this is the Rubicon that people better wake up and decide, are we going to cross the Rubicon and take our freedom back? Or are we going to sit on our duff and watch TV and veg out with whatever we use to numb our minds and pretend that nothing is really that bad? Or are you going to take action? Those of us that have been fighting on this front since the get-go in February 2020 are trying to rally people to the fact that your window of opportunity to take your power back is rapidly closing.
Yeah, sure is. Yeah. Doc, I'm going to date myself here for a minute, and Sean, you too. Growing up, Nancy Reagan said, as it relates to drugs, just say no. So we need to resurrect Nancy Reagan, just say no. That's the new campaign. And it's actually quite effective. You're absolutely right about all of
that. Just say no is a great slogan. And I remember that campaign and also the Nike campaign around the same time. Just do it. So you put those two together and that's your action plan.
Yeah, and we need to combat the machine, right? We need to, put a wrench in the spokes of the wheel because the machine is not going to stop. Remember, I've told you guys about the local spots playing in my state featuring Dr. Eileen Crespo, and I've played some of those clips. Those spots are still being played today as we speak, and it's shocking to me. I mean, I've actually given some thought about calling the local station that's playing those spots and asking them what it would cost for me to do a 60-second rebuttal. Can I buy airtime and do a 60-second spot right after one of those things airs? Because it's shocking to me that, maybe we should sue them because it's absolute propaganda.
Saying.
It's propaganda, 100%.
Yes. And frankly, it's also racketeering. And this is where I wanted to go with this. How are we going to do this? Everybody, doctor, what you said, get off your backside. Stop watching TV. There are self-help legal documents everywhere. You don't need a lawyer to file a suit. Just go down to the county clerk's office and start filing a suit and serving these people. There's no way they can answer all of them. And at some point, we're going to get in front of a judge, and whether there's a default judgment or the judge says, you're right, sue them. Use our own system and go after them. If we had 10,000 people filing suits against all of them, they can't answer it all. There aren't enough lawyers to do it. And even if there were enough lawyers, you know how much money we would cost them to do that? You don't need a lawyer. Go and get the forms and file a complaint, whether that's in your county court, your district court, even federal court. The judges have an obligation to help you through the procedural challenges. And there's a huge chance you're not even going to get an answer on the other side. And if you don't, it's deemed admitted. So go get them.
Yes, I think that is the wake-up call to America that we really do need to keep emphasizing. And I've called over and over and over for people to get their illness, their medical kit at home. Whether it is radiation injury, hemorrhagic fever, COVID, vaccine injury, all of them are playing out through the same pathways in the body, causing inflammation, oxidative stress damage, immune system dysfunction, and changes in blood clotting. There are foods you can eat that will reduce your risk. There are supplements you can take. There you can exercise. You can get prescription medications on hand through legal resources that allow you to have control of your health, your wellness, your ability to protect your body from some of these kinds of injury. And people wait until they get sick and then they want a doctor to prescribe a pill and an insurance company to pay for it and are not taking the action that they can take. Do you know, I've had a number of my patients who did get proactive, called and said, I'd like to have an appointment. I'd like to plan what I need to do in case I get sick. And I'd like to have you evaluate me and decide what you would recommend in the way of prescriptions that I should have on hand. And we did that. And several of them in later travels got sick while they were traveling, and they had everything they needed right there in their suitcase. They didn't need to worry about an emergency room visit. They didn't need to worry about the risk of hospitalization.
That's cool.
Those are the kinds of proactive planning that people need to do. And Sean, if we have time, I'd really like to bring up another little piece of information that people need to understand, because this is coming at us as well.
Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. You know, inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, it's close to 8%, and it won't let you keep up or make a profit. You really need a different approach. Precious metals, which, by the way, has gold nearing $2,000 an ounce again, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing your money, an IRA or 401k with Noble Gold just may be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. Find out more at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Yeah, absolutely. And then I want to play something that will counter the propaganda coming from Dr. Eileen Crespo in the Minnesota State Department of Health, because we need to combat these people. We need to get the truth out there. And that's why we do these broadcasts. But go ahead.
Do that first.
Do you want to do that first? Okay. Do you personally know Dr. Carrie Madej? Have you met her?
I've not met her personally, but I know who she is.
Okay. Do you respect her work? You like her? I think she's a stand-up person.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Let me just play a clip from Carrie. Because I didn't know this. Evidently, these monoclonal antibody treatments, people taking these treatments, they're now seeing an explosion of very, very fast acting cancers within 1 to 3 years after taking these treatments. But so this is a very interesting conversation, but this is the part I've queued it up to regarding what's in these mRNA gene therapy shots. Carrie wanted to know what was in them. She got her hands on a couple of vials. She looked at them at 600 times magnification, and here's what she found. Dr. Eileen Crespo, this is for you, you witch.
So I was able to get some vials of these injections, and I looked at them under the microscope myself, the compound microscope. And I looked up to 600 times magnification, and I didn't expect to see much, and I was horrified by what I saw. All three manufacturers. I saw synthetic substances that are known as superconducting materials inside of them. That means it's an injectable computing system, literally all of them. So for sure, they are putting artificial intelligence inside of you. What is that for? Well, I was told it was for spying and surveillance on people. And they said that by 2030, all of us will be melded with artificial intelligence. This is real, guys. There's another reason, another motive that they're doing it. It's not about this invisible virus. It's about getting technology inside of you that can be used to do surveillance and predictive policing on you. It is not a fun matrix cool thing that you learn karate and all this. It's not true. It's for another purpose. So we need to stand up and say no. I also saw different organisms inside of there. Some that I just was not aware that they were putting things inside of there like that. There's some bacteria-like organisms and also some hydra. These are like water parasite kind of things that they've been using them for. In this movement called transhumanism for different things. But the point is, they're putting things in there that are not on the ingredient list. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, to say the least. Things in there not on the ingredients list. They don't want to release the ingredients. They don't want any of the data released for 75 years. These people are seriously, well, it was Archbishop Vigano who called them the children of darkness in his letter to President Trump. The children of darkness. This is spiritual warfare, guys. My audience knows it. Dr. Philippe, I think even doctors, many doctors, at least those that can tell the truth, those that are capable of telling the truth, are starting to recognize this is a spiritual battle?
You know, Sean, I've actually been talking about that for many years. It goes back to the beginning of the fight for government control of medicine in Obamacare. And I was talking about it then. It's a battle for the soul of America. Are we going to be God's people, or are we going to be controlled by the government? And that is a spiritual battle as well as an economic, political, and medical one. So absolutely. And this is biblical. If you look at much of what is talked about in the Old Testament, when a nation, in that case, the people of Israel, turned their back on God, God's judgment was unleashed in the form of pestilence and suffering and the kinds of things that we are seeking. And look at what the biblical references are to the very things that we see happening today. So I think it's very definitely a spiritual battle at its core. And then there are it's playing out through the economic, political, legal, and medical aspects of our culture. And the whole emphasis on tearing apart the fabric of America, dividing us, and this whole movement of letting people say and pushing children to, oh, well, you can identify as a girl even though you were born a boy, destroying the concept of what it means to be human, what it means to be male and female, what it means to be a spiritual being connected to our creator. All of that is under attack. So of course it's spiritual. It has been for a long time. I think the beginning of the abortion movement was also a spiritual battle, as well as a political and economic one. Planned Parenthood is making money selling baby body parts that they don't even tell the mothers that they are salvaging the aborted fetus so that they can sell the body parts.
Is that the same Planned Parenthood where Bill Gates' father was one of the founding members? That one?
Exactly right. And the same Planned Parenthood founded by Margaret Sanger, who was one of the original eugenicists that actually influenced Adolf Hitler. And Margaret Sanger is on record. There are quotes of her saying, we need to use the Negro pastors because then they won't understand. They won't understand our agenda. And her goal, she talked about it often in her speeches. You can look it up. And she talked about exterminating the Negroes who were, in her words, like weeds. That's Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, who called it Planned Parenthood instead of planned infanticide. And the Planned Parenthood facilities are predominantly located in low-income minority neighborhoods. I did an editorial on about it several years ago. 85% of the locations of their facilities are in minority neighborhoods of ethnic groups that Sanger always wanted to exterminate. And that's been their history.
You guys want to see something that's going to blow you away? You just triggered a thought. I'm so glad we went down this path. I forgot. This was not on my list to share today. As in the days of Noah, I swear to God. All right. This comes from the Washington Standard. Okay. So it's not a fly-by-night, you know, truther outlet. Washington Standard. You look it up yourself. Maryland Senate Bill 669 legalizes infanticide up to 28 days after birth.
Oh, my God.
Legislation proposed in the Maryland Senate would allow babies to be left to die for as long as the first 28 days after birth, according to analysis from a pro-life attorney. Senate Bill 669 is also known as the Pregnant Persons Freedom Act of 2022, but the problems go beyond the use of person in place of accurate references to women having babies. Senator William Smith, a Democrat, sponsored the legislation, which will have a hearing on March 15th. The bill also proposes a revision of the fetal murder manslaughter statute that would serve to handcuff the investigation of infant deaths unrelated to abortion. You cannot make this up. This is pits from hell, as in the days of Noah, Sodom and Gomorrah level stuff at this point. And if this moves forward, if somehow this gets passed into law, women who have a baby and go home and decide they don't want it can just let it die.
Isn't that what they did? Like the days of Baal, they would literally
give birth
to a baby and throw them in the fire. That's infanticide, doctor. You said it.
That's been the goal. And now they are so brazen that they don't care who knows that that's their goal. If you don't want a baby, just let it die. It's unconscionable. And this is tearing apart the fabric that made America great, that was based on Judeo-Christian principles.
Even Vladimir Putin said that in his address. I just saw it yesterday. I'm not sure. But he effectively said, look, we had Christian roots here, and that's what kept society going. And he said other nations had their own religious texts that guided the growth of humanity and society. And he's effectively pointed out we're throwing it away. And he's right.
Yeah, I saw that speech. Well, I read it.
Yeah,
I can't speak Russian, but I read the subtitles, and you're absolutely right. The man is actually speaking far more truth than what comes out of bumbling Joe Biden's mouth. See, we are an upside down world, and that's why people like Fauci get heralded as a hero by the mainstream media and put on the covers of magazines, calling him a courageous warrior who actually cares about people, when the opposite is true. And then the same thing really about Putin. I'm not saying Putin's a hero. Look, our borders are wide open. I mean, Biden's a traitor. I'm going to just say it. My words, not yours. Biden is a traitor. So is Fauci. They're all cut from the same cloth. And in my view, they must be satanic. Because nothing they do is pro-American and nothing they do is pro-humanity. Nothing.
Well, and let's
By the way, Doc, sorry, just one thing to say here, and this goes back to whether it's Planned Parenthood or otherwise, the apparatus that we're operating under, this global one world government thing, is in fact Luciferian and its foundations. The founding document of the United Nations was called the Lucifer Trust. They later named it to Lucis Trust. But there is lots of information on this. Go back and listen to the people that talked about founding the United Nations on the Luciferian principles. They have a Luciferian church inside the United Nations. And then we wonder why we're seeing what we're seeing?
Yeah. Well, I had the Pfizer whistleblower on, and she told me that Pfizer has a building, a headquarters, I don't know what, in Israel. I didn't get the street name, but the address was 666. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. This isn't by accident, none of it. Dr. Vliet, I know you wanted to share something. Do you recall what that was? There was a document or something?
Oh, yes. I recall. I don't know if we have enough time, but I wanted to show you something because it ties into the whole concept of the government lying to the public and the concept of malfeasance at the highest level of withholding critical information from the public. And to show your listeners, this is a Defense Intelligence Agency report. And you note the title, it says the biological effects of electromagnetic radiation. This was published by prepared by the U.S. Army Medical Intelligence Information Agency and the Office of the Surgeon General. The date is 1976. Every single, this is now declassified, which is how we got it. And this document lists all of the effects on the human body that all three of us talked about in the program we did on 5G radiation and the connection between the vaccine injury, inflammation, and blood clotting, and COVID illness, inflammation, and blood clotting, and radiation illness, inflammation, and blood clotting. And people questioned whether there was a connection. It's all in this document. From 1976, which was the beginning for me of my medical school years. And I'm sitting there thinking, they have known this for all of this time, and they are telling us exactly the same thing about 5G rollout that they told us about the experimental COVID shot rollout. Oh, it's safe and it's effective. And now they're saying, oh, you can now download a movie a nanosecond faster with this expensive new technology that, by the way, we're putting on the school rooftops for your kids to sit under this radiation producing transmitter all day long. That, by the way, killed the mesquite tree here in Tucson next to the transmitter towers. But your children are going to be safe. And there are no safety concerns. And when we start looking at the impact of the inflammation, blood clotting risk that come known effects of radiation, going back to the document I just showed you, 1976, those effects added to the effects in half the population that got the experimental shots that have inflammation and risk of blood clots. What do you think is going to start happening to people as they are exposed to more and more of these synergistic damages to the body? And I think it's time for people to wake up and look at the fact that what our government is telling us is safe is not necessarily a truthful statement. And that's why Truth for Health Foundation is working hard to expose these risks to your health and to your safety and well-being and survival.
Well, let me provide a counter viewpoint on what you just said. I've listened very carefully to the former FCC chairman, Tom Wheeler, who said, the safety studies are clear. 5G is safe and he said, we won't wait for the standards. Far better to turn innovators loose than to wait for bureaucracy and micromanagers to bog down what could be blah, blah, blah. There are no standards. There were no safety studies. 5G rollout, to hell with the side effects, to hell with the consequences. Tom Wheeler was foaming at the mouth to fast track all of it. You're 100% right, Dr. Vliet. And it's just another one of the, in my view, vector points aligned against humanity in this eugenics plan. You've got the mRNA injections. You got the 5G. And the mainstream media continues to say safe and effective. It's just unbelievable.
And never mind that it's damaging their brain development, that it's damaging their reproductive organs, and particularly for young males, damaging the heart.
Doesn't this kind of leave us all speechless to the degree that it is an absolute horror show? If this was a movie, you would say, wow, my God, what a dystopian society. How could people allow it to become that dystopic?
Well, and that's the point. We cannot allow it to continue. Go back to what I said earlier and what Todd has talked about. The call to action is, it's time. You are running out of time to save your life and to save your freedom and to turn this around.
Well, friends, as we wrap up the conversation, I do want to point to truthforhealth.org. That is the website, that is the organization, really, that involves both of these people you see before you, Dr. Lee Vliet and Todd Callender, an organization that is taking action. We like to leave folks with some good news. And the good news is there are steps people can take, Todd, and there are venues like truthforhealth.org, which will help people take their freedom back, take their health back, take their country back. And my suggestion would be everybody go to truthforhealth.org, please donate $5, donate $10, pitch in. Is that a decent call to action, Doc? What else can they do?
Yes, sign up for our alerts. And we are launching a new vaccine injury reporting system. I had promised that we would have a citizens vaccine safety report, and the aspects of doing that have been more challenging than we expected, but it is getting ready to be launched. We're doing a military defense initiative to help our military service members who've been injured by the vaccine mandates and those whose rights are being abused. And we have a vaccine injury treatment program underway to give people resources for getting help for the complications of these experimental shots. And we are broader than just COVID. We are truly focused on helping people restore health and vitality and resilience in all aspects of our health.
That's fantastic. Back up, tell us how people can get help if they have a loved one who has been harmed by these mRNA gene therapy injections. That's very important. There are treatments, or you guys are working on treatments. Where on the site do they go to find that sort of data?
Medical and legal help and the treatment guides. Now, we are in the process of finalizing our vaccine injury treatment guide, which is similar to our COVID early treatment guide that we've had up there since we started. And we also have the COVID long haul treatment guide and hospital steps to help you avoid hospitalization or to know what to do if a loved one is trapped in the hospital. So all of our treatment guides, our fact sheets are there, and the new one on vaccine injury is in progress right now. And by the time of our next press conference in 2 weeks, we will have that ready to roll.
Oh, fantastic. All right. The vaccine injury treatment guide. We'll talk about that next time you guys are on. Remind me, please, once that's publicly available. That's very important. All right. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Todd, was there anything else? I think we covered a lot of ground. Fauci is an American psycho.
Yeah, he is. Just to reiterate one thing in particular. Well, two things. First and foremost, do the Nancy Reagan, just say no, 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 no. If your spouse is working in a hospital and killing patients and they want your attention and affection, the answer is no. We have to enforce our own societal norms, those things, those principles of the ethos that make us human beings. And if somebody around you isn't doing the same, reject them, shun them, tell them no, whatever their request is of you. If we don't establish the societal norms by ostracizing those that practice Satanism and Luciferianism, killing babies, if we don't ostracize them, then we're accepting, we're abdicating this. And that's exactly how we got here. Get off your backside and start doing something about this. Our lives, our history, our species are slipping away from us right now. Included in that, this is part two of that, aside from visiting truthforhealth.org, and thank you for helping us, please do, and Sean, you have, send this video, send Sean's videos everywhere you can. We've got to wake up people that aren't seeing these, and don't assume that people are seeing this or they're aware of this information. What you're getting in these shows is the cold, hard truth, and we got to stop with this political correctness crap. It's how we got here. Send these things on and share them with people, even if you don't think they want to hear them. They got to know.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Todd. Yeah. I don't think you're going to find anybody more credible on these issues as a doctor than Dr. Liev Leet. So I think it's important to share these things far and wide as well. So with that said, Dr. Liev Leet, unless you had anything else you wanted to add, thank you so much for your time today.
I just want to add that the legal resources on our website, many of them have been created by Todd Callender and his firm, Disabled Rights Advocates, because they truly are advocating legally for those whose rights are being overridden. And he is the foundation's attorney, and we are moving forward on multiple avenues of lawsuits to hold people accountable. So this team between Disabled Rights Advocates and Todd's leadership and Truth for Health Foundation and the vision that my husband and I had for this originally, that is I'm carrying forward now, is truly a team that is bringing a unique blend of medical and legal and spiritual pastoral guidance across all walks of life to help people live our lives as God intended us and maintain our bodies as God created them, not the government changing them.
Amen. I love that. Yeah. I mean, it's so obvious what's happening in the world, but it's still shocking that so many people don't see it. You know, so many of our friends, neighbors, colleagues, my mom, my mother-in-law. They just don't see it. It's very puzzling, which is why we'll continue to have these conversations and try to wake folks up. You know, as in the days of Noah, I just don't understand how people can't see what's going on here. Our guests have been the president and CEO of truthforhealth.org, Dr. Lieve Leet. Thank you. And
thank you.
Attorney Todd Callender, Disabled Rights Advocates. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, thank you. Very kind of Sean.
We'll get together in another couple of weeks, and I very much look forward to that. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv, where we've got the server beyond the reach of Big Brother. I want to thank all of you who took the time to sign up there. Thank you. Really, you're keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family, friends. Bye-bye.
We can hide from that vaccine. We can refuse it, but we can't hide from what's coming down in the air column. So again, it comes down to a population brought to the point where they realize they are fighting for their survival right here, right now.
Are you saying that you believe they're spraying graphene on us with these chemtrails?
We found it in the precipitation. Can't get there any other way. Are they spraying it? It would appear the answer is absolutely yes.